This, once again, is a Purple Project podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer checking in from KC, Missouri. The Purple Project podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Home to K-State University. Right on it. We'll touch on golf on tomorrow's episode or tonight. If I do get around to recording another episode, because we have the NFL draft later on tonight, the first round anyways, of the 2024 NFL draft. But big news, football. We have not talked about much about that, but big news coming out of there as K-State, they're going to be going overseas, not this year, next year, to open up the 2025 season. We haven't even touch the surface of what's to come for 2024, obviously, with Avery Johnson and company, Chris Kleiman, the head coach of this team. But coming out of the woodworks, Farmageddon is going to go overseas to Ireland as K-State Nation. We're going to go across the seas to Emerald Isle as the Wildcats will open the 2025 season against Iowa State. Farmageddon's going to come with us in, I'm probably going to butcher this, in the Aer Lingus College Football Classic next year, which will be Saturday, August 23rd, 2025, at Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland. Holy smokes! This was the first thing, well, actually, this was maybe the third, fourth thing that popped up on my Twitter feed this morning. I'm like, oh, hold on a second. Now, no, obviously, last year, Notre Dame was overseas as well. So, K-State, Iowa State, Farmageddon has gone to a whole new level for 2025. Obviously, we haven't been in touch. Again, we have not talked football on this podcast very much here in 2024, but that's going to change beginning pretty much right now, all the way up until, obviously, we're going to have a couple of guests on here. And I know I don't want to veer off too much, of course, what's going on there. But, yeah, Gene Taylor, in a quote we have here, quote, "We are thrilled that K-State in our football program have been selected to play Iowa State in the annual Aer Lingus College Football Classic." Gene Taylor said, Gene Taylor, the athletic director at Kansas State University, quote, "The opportunity for our student athletes, coaches, staff, alumni, and fans to visit one of the world's top travel destinations and to showcase our football program and brand on a global stage was one we could not pass up. We appreciate John Anthony and his staff for making this unbelievable experience possible. And I know our team, coaches, and fans are eager to begin preparations for the trip to Dublin," end quote there. This is a side note here, K-State Nation. This is going to be the second time ever that Kansas State will play a football game outside of the United States. Now, I didn't even know this. I didn't even know K-State played outside of the United States before. 1992 was the last time and the only time K-State football has played outside of this continent, when they played Nebraska, Nebraska, another one of K-State's rivals, in Tokyo, Japan, in December of 92. That's the last time they played. And of course, again, I know we're jumping the gun way, not, this is not even this year, this is next season, 2025. So, this is huge for K-State, obviously for the university, fans, alumni, K-State Nation, Manhattan, here in KC. And all, by the way, if you are a Kansas State fan living in the KC metro area, whether that's Kansas or Missouri, you've been looking for K-State content, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast again, wherever you get your podcast. But, yeah, Chris Kleiman here. I want to get him in on the podcast here. Quote, "We couldn't be more excited to be chosen to play in the Aer Lingus College Football Classic." Chris Kleiman says this now, quote, "Our players and staff are excited to expose our program to a global audience, and the cultural experience will be also a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of Wildcat Nation. We appreciate our administration and the Aer Lingus Classic team for making this tremendous experience possible, end quote there as well. This game between the Wildcats and the Iowa State Cyclones will be the first ever Big 12 matchup in Ireland. So history is going to be made there. Again, I know that's in the distant immediate future. Liz, that's going to be a huge scene. The fourth edition of the Aer Lingus Classic in a 10th college football game all time played in Ireland, obviously. This series between Iowa State, obviously. Farmageddon, obviously, hasn't played. Was played in KC before. Before moving on to switching on the home-and-home series there. Has featured two neutral size matchups. Wildcats. The Wildcats winning both of those. 2009 and 2010 at Arrowhead here in Kansas City. Additionally, 2025 matchup will mark the first time K-State begins a season with a conference opponent since the inaugural Big 12 matchup when the Wildcats knocked off Texas Tech in 1996. So absolutely. When you look at the opportunity this presents for this universe, and again, Gene Taylor, can't say enough about the guy. The guy, he's done a tremendous job there. And obviously, when you think back to last year, basketball team, when the Jerome Tang and his team went to the Middle East last year, and we saw what that did. The season that they had, I mean, it has ups and downs, but when you look at it from a broader aspect there, when giving those college kids, student athletes, that type of experience, like traveling the Middle East, where we have seen, obviously, a whole lot of stuff's happened, good and bad. you just don't get those opportunities. And for fortunes for me, I've had the once in a lifetime opportunity. Well, actually twice. I've only traveled overseas once, but have been to, even though I wouldn't say it's overseas necessarily, but Alaska's up there. Alaska's up there because I've been up there twice to Juneau, Alaska there, and that was a heck of an experience that I will never forget. Definitely probably top three in my book there, but I've had the opportunity, fortunately, had the opportunity to travel overseas once, and that was an eye-opening experience for me there as well, getting outside of your comfort zone and meeting a whole nother culture, okay? So, but this, obviously, Europe, it's a popular continent, destination for a lot of people, where that's France, Germany, such forts there, and by the way, Croatia's over there in that area too, where I went to, yeah, so where I spent 6 weeks overseas, so yeah, this right here, this is something else, and to play football across the country, across overseas, that's just something you don't experience. Now, obviously, NFL's been doing it for how long? 5-6 years, probably longer than that. I probably undershorten that a little bit, but yeah, you know, this is a rare once in a lifetime opportunity, especially given the opportunity for your K-State Wildcats going over there and doing something. And again, this is next August. This is not this August coming, because obviously schedule's already out, but this is next August 2025, your K-State Wildcats will be playing Iowa State Cyclones, Farmageddon, going overseas in Dublin, Ireland, to kick off for K-State, for next year. That's going to be insane right there. So, congratulations across the board, Wildcat Nation. Well, some of us will still be watching the game, but hey, we going to a national stage like that, that's huge for your program, and definitely kudos all across the board. So we'll definitely as football season will get going later this fall, we will definitely keep our eyes on it. We'll have more reaction to this next week on the bonus podcast. which, again, we had a new podcast out, and it is out now. The Bonus Podcast, only on Podbean, Rear 3 Eddies Podcast. You can follow it there. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, Eddies, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S. I just posted it, and just posted a prior episode before that as well. So, all K-State Nation, go ahead, check that out. We will definitely talk more about this. And K-State, obviously, coming off of the Pop-Tarts Bowl win over NC State. You have Avery Johnson, the quarterback, and you have holes to fill. Again, we have not talked about football much here so far in 2024, but yeah, this right here, Farmageddon, it's going to be taken to a whole new level come next year. But congratulations, we are going cross season play some football to kick off 2025. Again, we have not even touched the scratch surface of what's to come for this year's K-State team in 2024. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily, whenever we post Kansas State content. Again, Alex, shout out Alex Ain out there in San Diego, California. Bonus Pod, new episode now up on Podbean. Bonus content, go check that out there as well. And again, I'll work the older episodes in as we move along there as well. That's going to wrap things up on this Thursday edition, April 25th, 2024 edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. We might be back later on this evening, or we'll talk to you tomorrow. K-State, we'll get you squared away with K-State Goldman's golf as they finished up the Big 12 tournament. Not in a good fashion. Not in a good fashion. But for right now, that's going to wrap things up for right now. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!